After its presentation to the Republican National Committee last week, local GOP leaders are now waiting to hear if Cincinnati will be the host city for the next Republican convention. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about what's next. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what happens now?
Well, right now, basically, the Republicans here in Cincinnati who have been pushing this have to wait. The Republican National Committee has a 9-member site selection committee that they made a presentation to Friday. And, of course, there are 8 cities around the country, including 3 in Ohio, that have made bids on this. And the site selection committee will pick several of them where they will actually make site visits. So they'll come to the city and they'll look at the venue, which in this case is U.S. Bank Arena, and they'll look at the hotels, and they'll look at the amenities, and they'll look at the transportation situation. And then sometime, I would think, sometime in the summer, they'll actually make a decision on where the 2016 Republican convention will be.
Now, is there anything that makes Cincinnati sort of unique in their bid to get the convention?
Well, they would tell you there's a lot of things. I mean, the one thing that struck me was that the local delegation, when they talked to the committee on Friday, said that 41% of the delegates and alternates would be within walking distance of the convention venue, U.S. Bank Arena, and that all the rest of them would be within a 15 to 20-minute bus ride from U.S. Bank Arena. Now, that's unusual. I've been to a lot of these things, and that seems like a pretty high number that, you know, could get to U.S. Bank Arena and the secure area around it without taking a bus, taking a shuttle bus. That's probably, you know, works in Cincinnati's favor, you know, if in fact they can do that.
Now, do you think that that's accurate, that there really are that many hotels close by?
That's what Dan Lincoln of the Convention and Visitors Bureau says. Yes, you know, if you use some of the, you know, the downtown hotels, obviously, the suburban hotels, the hotels across the river in Kentucky, you know, which would have some of which would have to have shuttle service. Others, people could just walk across the bridge. He assured me Friday that he said there's no question about it. We could do that. And we got practice doing this during the World Choir Games a few years ago. So we know how to do that kind of transportation.
So where does Cincinnati stand, do you think, compared to the other Ohio cities trying for the convention, Cleveland and Columbus?
Well, I think it's hard to tell, but I think they probably are at the top of that list, you know, maybe followed by Columbus and then Cleveland. You know, Cincinnati is obviously in Hamilton County. Hamilton County is a important county in a very critical state in presidential elections. Now, you know, Barack Obama won Hamilton County twice. You can't find much correlation between where the convention is held and whether or not, you know, they actually end up winning that host state. But it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to have that kind of presence and that kind of attention for your nominee.
So what happens if they win? What if a convention does come to Cincinnati?
Well, one of the things that Cincinnati has to do first is raise $50 million locally, which they say they can do. But then if the thing did come here and you're talking about, you know, 50 to 65,000 people pouring into the city, the money that's going to be made by local businesses will be enormous. You know, it could be hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, it would be, no question, a boon to the city's economy.
Then there's John Kasich.
There is John Kasich.
And how does he play in all of this?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, obviously, if they came to Cincinnati or Columbus or even Cleveland, he'd be the host governor. But he also, if he wins re-election in a convincing way, might suddenly find himself thinking about running for president. And, you know, he's denied this. He said, you know, that's not what I'm after. Ed Fitzgerald, the Democratic candidate for governor, has tried to get him to make a promise that he would serve out 4 years if he's reelected. And Kasich has just basically dismissed that, said it's a gimmick and silly. you know, he's flattered by all the talk, but he's, you know, dedicated to working for the state of Ohio.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his blog and stories at WVXU.org. You also can hear all of his Monday morning chats in our archives there as well.